We've got a good wave offering with the Holy Scripture. Bearish your flesh. Got a thought on my heart, and it's probably won't keep you too long. Ephesians chapter 6. Oh, Lord. I ought not never say that, ought I? I thought about it when I said it right before I said it. I thought, I don't know if I need to say that or not. This is very familiar scripture. I've probably preached for them before, and I'm sure that I have. Probably say no more to you tonight than you don't already know. We'll just let the Lord lead. He knows who it's for. If nothing else, we all need to be reminded of some things at times. And the Lord's reminded me as we done a little study today. Ephesians chapter 6. I'll get my Bible turned there in just a second. Oh, thank you, sister. I appreciate that. We got another battery back there? We'll try it. Oh, it had? Bear with me 1 minute, folks. Amen. I don't remember what. There you go. Amen. That battery's probably good. Okay, the other battery. All right. Ephesians. Let me get to it. Chapter 6. You pray for me as we give you what I feel like the Lord's laid upon her heart. How many believe we're living in the end times? I say that a lot. Amen. And I believe that. And you can look on the television. You can see different things that's happening around the world. We've been preaching a little bit about some prophecy there. But Jesus is coming. The King is coming.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads, ask the Lord's blessings on the reading of the Scripture. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help me tonight. Give me liberty and the unction of the sweet Holy Ghost of God. The Word, the Scripture, God, you've laid upon our heart. Help us say no more, no less. Yet how preached, I pray, God, folks would be receptive. God, you said your Word would not return void. So we know that it will accomplish that. You'd have it too. And I pray, Father, that you'd hide us behind the cross in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Scripture. I feel sure that I probably preached on that very passage before. If not, I've used it several times in my ministry. I believe if there's ever a time, if it's by the way of introduction, that we need to be strong in the Lord. That verse of Scripture right there is very explanatory, self-explanatory. Be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. I believe that's very important. In the year 2014, I believe it'll be more important as we end the year. If God tarries His coming, I believe it'll be even more important. Kathy, if you hadn't been strong in the Lord this year, there's no telling where you'd be spiritually in your walk. Now, I use that because she's lost her mom, and I'm not trying to leave nobody out, and I'm sure everybody's in here has went through some trying times, even in the year 2014. But I'll tell you, Brother Lloyd, in 2000, God tells you it's coming, 2015, we better be strong.
Amen.
We better be strong. We better be strong in the Lord. I'm not talking about the power of my might. Amen. Not in your physical strength. Amen. But I'm talking about being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So let me tell you something, friend. I said Sunday, Jesus is coming. I made a comment a while ago, Jesus is still coming soon. And the enemy is on the rampage. He ain't going to give up till, amen, Jesus Himself casts him into the lake of fire. Amen, where the false prophet and the beast is going to end up. Hey, he ain't going to let up and he ain't going to give up. You say, well, I've seen some hard fighting times spiritually. You're getting ready to see some more hard fighting times spiritually. Now, that don't mean, that I say that not to mean, to, Brother Lord, to scare anybody. Or, amen, to worry anybody. Because if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? Amen.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us? I began thinking about what the Lord would have us to preach. I really struggled this evening. I thought I could, nothing would get just stick in my heart. Nothing would just stick in my mind. And amen. And I said, well, Lord, maybe you just want us to go tonight and pray. I don't know. We do call this service prayer meeting. So I thought, well, maybe we just need to go and ask folks what they got on their heart and let's come and pray. But God, give me a few thoughts. Christians are at war. They're at war with the devil. We'll find that in verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God. It said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse number 16, it says, above all, take him the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We fight against the devil, and we also fight against spiritual wickedness. Verse number 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We don't just fight the devil, but we fight and we wrestle, amen, these principalities and these powers. Let me tell you something, friend. They're coming on every hand. And we are in that war. Christians have real enemies. Your main enemy is the devil. That is our main enemy. He is a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. And you better be strong. I said I wouldn't tell you nothing that ain't already heard, but we need to come to the altar tonight and say, God, I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We're going to have to be strong in temptations that come our way. I'm telling you something, sometimes we think we're strong. You better watch out, because when you think you stand is when you're going to be, it's when you're going to fall, all God's people said. Well, Christians have real enemies. The world is an enemy. This old evil world. Amen. He tells us to not be a friend of the world. If you're a friend of the world, James tells us, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God.
Amen.
So we have the world as an enemy. Let me tell you something. When you walk out that door, amen, listen, the devil is not necessarily, amen, a red being with horns on his head. Amen. And a forked tail and a pitchfork. Amen. In his hand. He's not necessarily. Now, he can be that. But hey, those principalities that are out there. The world, amen, that tries to allure us into, amen, falling. Well, I need your help tonight. All God's people saying, listen to me, that we have the world. Sometimes we have our own household to contend with. That is our enemies. Sometimes our own household is our own enemies. Amen. Not only that, sometimes, I mean, well, let me back up right there. These ladies that's got lost husbands. Hey, let me tell you something. That's their husband, and they love them. Amen. And you don't think they fight? I think about Brendan. I think about amen, the sister back here, and some of these others that don't have saved mates. Amen. You think about that. They struggle. Can I get a witness there? And they're an enemy to them. Not even to that. I believe they love each other, but there's a division there. Can I have a witness?
Amen.
Sometimes our own household is our enemy. Sometimes our own brethren, sometimes we call them brethren, amen, is our enemy, amen. I believe there's three essential things, amen, to survive and win this war. Three things we need to survive and be strong in. Number one tonight, you probably know what I'm going to preach on, being strong in the Lord. If you're going to be strong in the Lord and you're going to win this battle, number one, you're going to have to be strong. You're going to have strong clothing in the Lord. Amen. You're going to have strong clothing in the Lord. When our military goes out to fight, they don't go out in a t-shirt and a pair of blue jeans.
Amen.
When they go out to fight, they've got the proper attire. They're trained, amen, with proper gear. And here in chapter number 6, amen, he tells us to put on, verse 11, to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I mean, we must have strong clothing. I'm talking about a girdle of truth. Can I get a witness there? And stand therefore, verse 14, having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. I'll get to the end. What do you mean truth? The truth of the gospel. Hey, when everything else will fail, the truth of God, the truth of the gospel, it will stand. Amen. You know, I've had people probably get mad at me through the years. Amen. I've had them to come in deacons' meetings before years ago. Amen. And they'd try to do this or do that, and I'd take them to the Word of God. Amen. And tell them what thus saith the Word of God, and you think they would, what they want to do is the preacher to take care of it, the preacher to handle it. Amen. But let me tell you something. The preacher don't have to handle it all the time. All God's people say it. You've got, what are you saying, preacher? The truth has set you free. And the truth is what people get upset about.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. That's the reason, amen, your churches, I believe they're good, Bible-believing, God-fearing, amen, churches, amen, that love the Lord, that the pastor get up and preach the truth, and they can't stand the preaching. It ain't really they can't stand the preaching. They can't stand the truth.
Amen.
You know what? There ain't nobody in here that likes to be told what to do. Anybody here like to be told what you're going to do? Any husband likes your wife to tell you what to do? Any wives like your husband to tell you what to do? Listen, my wife starts telling me, amen, I probably won't do it. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm male. Hey, come on, men. But now if she'll ask me, in a kind way, and a little sugar on top. Somebody say amen. You're human too. But if she'll ask me in a kind way, guess what I'll be more apt to do? Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Uh-oh, we got a discussion going on over there. I think, hallelujah. Amen. Truth. Hey, listen to me. He said the girdle of truth. We have to have, in verse number 14, having your loins girt about with truth. I believe it with all my heart. The truth will set you free. Amen. Hey, the gospel. I'm talking about the truth of the gospel. Truth in general. Hallelujah. In other words, you can't be half-hearted in this thing. And somebody says, well, I'll tell you, every once in a while I had to tell a little white lie. Let me tell you something. The white ones is just as bad as the black ones. Amen. One time we had a sign out here one election year, and it ended up, MacDow News came out there and took a picture of it, ended up on the front page of MacDow News. And what their sign said was, beware of half-truths. You may get the wrong half.
Amen.
Anybody in here ever told a half-truth? Well, sometimes we try to justify those half-truths. We better be careful, all God's people said. Amen. Hey, gird about. Amen. Or loins gird about with truth. We got to have the proper. Hallelujah. We want to be strong. We have to have strong clothing. Okay, somebody, amen, don't tell you the truth. I tell you, I don't like nobody to lie to me.
Amen.
You lie to me, amen, I can forgive you. Amen, but if you lie to me, it ain't going to take many more times you lying to me that I'm going to lose all confidence. I'm going to hurt. And listen, you'll have to prove to me. Anybody know anybody that's all they can do? Hey, about every other word is a lie, or every other sentence is a lie. I know people like that. You can't believe nothing. I mean, you can only get there. You can't understand that till you experience it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I know an individual right now. I can't believe nothing he says. Not one thing. I mean, man, he could look at Rex Real and make Rex Real believe every word that's coming out of his mouth is the gospel. But he can't do me that way. You know why? Because I know him.
Amen.
He's done it to me. So,
Amen.
How many is with me? Let me tell you something, you that are, I don't know why God's wanting me to do this. I said I wouldn't keep you long. It's already eating long. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Truth will set you free. Amen. And we need our loins girt about with the truth. When the world is on fire, amen, the truth is going to stand. The truth of the gospel. Hey, scientists, amen. There is so much and so many that are standing and not giving you the whole counsel of God. And it is unreal in the day and night. You know what I'm proclaimed to do? I'm proclaimed to preach the gospel, the entire gospel of God. We got to have strong clothing. Verse 14 says the breastplate of righteousness. What, preacher? In other words, we have to have the breastplate of righteousness on. I mean, listen, we need to live right. Somebody say amen to that. I mean, Job, the Bible said, was a man that feared God and eschewed evil. He was perfect and upright, the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. But he feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. Hey, what was Job? How many say Job was a righteous man? Lot was a righteous man till he got to the city. Somebody say amen right there. I'm saying we need that breastplate of righteousness. Let me tell you something. People ought to be able to look at you and know that you're a Christian. People ought to be able to look at you and see that you're a Christian. You say, preacher, what do you mean see? It don't matter what's on the outside. The Bible says what matters is what's on the inside. It sure does. But I believe what's on the inside reflects to what's on the outside. Amen. No tree by the fruit it bears. We need the breastplate of righteousness. We need strong clothing. Hallelujah. I've seen some righteous men of God, haven't you?
Amen.
I've seen some righteous women of God, haven't you? I mean, man, I can think back. Amen. I know Brother Rex can at Mount Calvary. Amen. I know. I can look back in my ministry. I can look back in my Christian life and not Christian life, and looking at people I went to church with. I've seen some righteous people.
Amen.
I mean, that lived righteous. I'm not, hey, I'm talking about men and women of God. Brother Gary, you know. Amen. And I've seen them live for the Lord. I've seen them work for the Lord. And I've seen them, amen, give their whole life for the Lord. That's righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord. We need that breastplate of righteousness. In other words, if we don't have the truth and we don't have, amen, the righteousness, hey, we ain't going to make it in this battle.
Amen.
The preparation of the gospel of peace, verse number 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We're not to cause confusion. We're not to cause division. We're not to cause harm. We're not to cause hurt. Amen. We're to be peaceable people.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes that's hard to do when somebody does you wrong.
Amen.
Yeah. Peaceable people. He says there in verse 16, it says, above all, take him the shield of faith. Amen. The shield of faith. I'm going to tell you something. We need the faith that Moses had. Amen. Let me tell you something. It took faith for Moses, amen, to lead the children of Israel. out of the, can I get a witness there? Out of Egypt to the promised land. It took faith. And we need that kind of faith. Hey, we wasn't wandering around, glory to God. We wasn't running around as long as they had. Hey, man, if we didn't have the faith and put our faith in the Lord. I don't know about you. I ain't been in it long. I keep telling you I'm 46 years old. I ain't served the Lord that long. But I'm going to tell you what, as long as some of you have. But you know what's got me to this point? The shield of faith.
Amen.
If I ain't had faith, I'd already been backslid. We need it, friend. We got to have strong clothing. The Bible says we had the faith of this grain of mustard seed. We could look at the mountain and say, "Be gone," or whatever, cast it, whatever. Amen. It would be gone. Hey, let me tell you something. I believe that. I take that for what it says. Our faith. Hey, somebody said you got faith. Amen. Sometimes, amen. I wonder where my faith is at. But the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? That's all it takes, friend, to see mountains moved. Well, I've been praying about something. Then ask God to give you more faith.
Amen.
Hey, all God's people said, give you more faith. Amen. We need these seeds. We've got to have strong clothing. Amen. We need the faith that Abraham had.
Amen.
I mean, Abraham, amen, took his son Isaac. The Lord told Abraham, take Isaac, take him to the mountain and sacrifice him. Ain't that the Bible?
Amen.
Sacrifice your son. Let me tell you something, there ain't nobody in here. I wonder, Chris, do you have enough faith? The faith that Abraham had that you could go, amen, sacrifice, amen, Evan Chase? You think about this. Here goes Isaac walking up the mountain. Hey, Daddy, we got the wood. We got the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Could you imagine how Abraham's heart broke? Hey, could you imagine, he's human just like you are. Just like you are. Do you think he probably, Margaret probably thought, well, did it even entertain in his thoughts? Well, maybe I'll just go back down now. When his boy looked at him and said, hey, Daddy, here's the wood and the fire, but where's the sacrifice? But I'm glad what he told him. He said, God will provide. Well, how did it work that? Yeah, God will provide himself a lamb, or God shall provide a lamb, or how did that go? Himself a sacrifice. Amen. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
God will provide. You know what that done? Now that was faith.
Yeah.
Hey, glory to God. Hey. Now, did God had not already showed Abraham that ram caught in the thicket?
Amen.
Did he? Not according to the word. God had not already showed him that. All Abraham was going on is God told me to go sacrifice my son. And he is walking up that mountain. He told his son, hey, he'll provide the sacrifice. And glory to God, when he got there and he got the stave or the knife, whatever you want to call it, up in his hand, ready to slay his own son. What did he hear? There was a ram caught in the thicket. Why did the Lord let Abraham get so far? Let me tell you something, friend. God knows your heart. He knows your heart. Whether my wife knows me, Kathy, or not. I believe she knows me pretty well. I've been with her for almost 28 years of marriage, not counting. But anyway, what are you saying? I'm saying, hey, God knows you.
Amen.
He knows if you're going to make it.
Amen.
Your faith been tried?
Amen.
Helen, your faith been tried? How about it, Becky? Every day.
Amen.
I go through all through here. I can look at Gary Duncan back there and say, Gary, has your faith been tried?
Yes, sir.
Sure it has. And you know what? Your faith individually has been tried different ways. In different areas and different circumstances. Doris? Your faith has been tried. Amen. God knows exactly what you can take. And He knows if, hey, let me tell you something. He knows if you're going to be a... God knew that Abraham, I believe God knew Abraham would stick it out. I believe God, I believe that's the reason he got to as far as he let him get. I mean, to lift his hand to kill his boy, let him get that far. He knows your heart. God don't tempt. Now let me make that clear. God's never tempted nobody. That's the Bible. I need help. But God will allow trials. Amen. To come your way. Somebody may be getting ready to get out of a trial or go into a trial or go through a trial. We need this. We need, if you want to be strong, you're going to have to be strong in clothing. Amen. In the Lord. The truth of the gospel, the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith. 17 says the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
We need the helmet. Hey, you got to be saved. If you ain't saved, you ain't going to make it. If you ain't got the Lord in your heart, you ain't got the helmet of salvation. If you, you know, I could have went different areas with this. If you ain't got, if you're not born again, you won't make it.
Amen.
I believe so many that's going back on the Lord, so many that's cutting out on God, so many that's in one day and out the next day, I wonder if they ever really got it. I ain't no judge. I think there's some people think they got it and didn't get it. I need your help. I believe that with all my heart. Now, that ain't excusing everybody. Mm-mm. There's some people that go back on the Lord. But I'm telling you, we need the helmet of salvation. We've got to make sure we're born again. And the sword of the Spirit in verse number 17. The sword of the Spirit. We've got to have that Word of God. It's our offensive and it's our defensive. Amen. Thank the Lord. We've got to have that hid in our heart that we may not sin against God. Amen. We got to have the sword of the Spirit. That's my sword right there.
Amen.
I said I got 3 points. We got, if you're going to be strong in the Lord, you're going to have strong clothing in the Lord. Secondly, you must have strong convictions in the Lord. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make it, you have to have strong convictions in the Lord. Verse number 13 says, the last few words, and having done all, to stand. Never, in other words, everything you've done, everything that you've... Hey, when you've done it all, then you just got to stand. If you for one to make it and to be... glory to God, to win this battle, one must have strong convictions. There's too many. Hosea talks about a cake, amen, that's half-baked. A cake not turned. Hosea talks about over there. There's too many that's half-baked. There's too many that's half-hearted. You've heard me give this illustration a lot, but I don't know what. How many's ever cooked on a baked bread in an old wood cook stove?
Amen.
If you've done that, I'd like for you to raise your hand. You've baked bread. Now they tell me, I've never done that. We had 3 raise their hand. Now they tell me that if you don't get in there and turn that cake of bread, amen, turn it, after a few minutes in there and bake it and turn that. Just turn it where it'll get closer to the firebox. Your bread's either not going to be all the way done, or it'll be a half done, all God's people said.
Amen.
And that's what he's talking about. Amen. He's talking about people are half baked. He said it's like a cake. There's people's like a cake not turned. That's the way it is spiritually speaking. I'm telling you what, if you're going to make it through this fight, you're going to be strong in the Lord. You're going to have strong convictions, amen. Compromise will never get you anywhere.
Amen.
I've had people through the years at going home churches tried to get me to compromise, tried to get me to back off on what I thought I needed, how I thought the Lord was leading me to lead going home church.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You ain't the pastor.
Amen.
Now, I don't say that floatingly. I mean, listen, they ain't but one head. Thank God for a deacon board and, hey, that works together. And, hey, you say, you ever have problems in the deacon board? Rarely ever. We ever have any problems.
Amen.
You know why? It's because we're in the Word of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for a deacon board that'll let a pastor pastor.
Amen.
You know, you got deacon's boards in churches that won't let the pastor pastor.
That's right.
They got to have their thumb on the preacher. Let me tell you something. I thank God. You just don't know. I appreciate you fellas that love the Lord. Now listen, I believe that we've got deacons, and if I was out of the Word, Amen. They would rebuke me. I believe that with all of my heart. Amen. And let me tell you something. A lot of churches don't have what we got here when it comes to deacons. I'll give you flyers while you're into living, fellas. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's Him, the Lord. Somebody says, well, what if the church don't have deacons? I believe as long as they've got, if we got them that's qualified. Now listen, I think so. Glory to God. I tell you what, make sure you pray and God's a putting them in deaconship. Everybody and just anybody can't be a deacon. Their qualifications. And I think you have to be called of God to be a deacon. All God's people saying? There's too many that's half-baked. They kind of believe, but never really believe. We got a lot of people that's lukewarm. Amen. Lukewarm. You know what lukewarm is? It ain't hot. Lukewarm ain't cold. Lukewarm's in between. And I believe over there in Revelation where he talks about that church, amen, because it wasn't hot nor cold, but because it was lukewarm, he said he spewed them out of his mouth. Made him sick. It makes God sick when we are half-hearted. It makes God sick when we're half... Boy, anybody give me a big amen? And I'll say it again, and I've always said it, but I'll say this again since the camp meeting. I often said sometimes people are straddling that fence. Foot in the world and a foot in the church. But in reality, you can't straddle it. Amen. That's really, going against God's word when he's talking about lukewarmness. Amen. Thank you, God, for showing me that. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, well, you preached all your life. You'd have one foot in the world, one foot in the church. You can't. Amen. When it says hot or cold, I believe it's saying you're either saved or you're lost.
Amen.
And if you're in between that, amen, you're backslid. You can't be between it. He'll spew you out of his mouth. Sure, there's some ties to have a foot in the church and a foot in the world. Amen. But listen, in reality, you're lost. I need help. With the preacher?
Amen.
One has to got to have strong convictions. Too many tossed to and fro. Peter followed afar off, didn't he? Peter followed afar off. One of the 12 disciples followed afar off. He told the Lord he'd go with him, didn't he? Amen. Oh, hey, he told me to go with him all the way. Hey, ended up warning himself by the devil's fire that night.
Amen.
Denying the Lord three times, and the Lord had already warned him. Hey, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me thrice.
Amen.
He even cursed God. I'm talking about somebody that God chose as a disciple. And you say, well, I won't turn back to the Lord. Peter did. I'll never backslide on God. If a man that was after God's own heart, the Bible says, will fall, amen, by sexual impurity, a man that was after God's own heart, who was that? David. David. Amen, you know that. You know, you've heard me preach it. Let me tell you something, friend. But aren't you glad God's a merciful God? God's a righteous God. And God's a forgiving God. Too many tossed to and fro. James calls it double-minded men. Double-minded man. Uh-huh. I mean, 2 Timothy 3 talks about like those ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. One of them said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You believe you need strong convictions. You're going to have strong clothing if you're going to make it. You're going to have strong convictions if you're going to make it. Stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
Stand on God's Word. Thirdly, one must have strong courage in the Lord. The Bible says in the verse 13, what does He say? And having done all, to stand. I know I just read that a few minutes ago, but it's good enough to read again. Then He says in verse 14, what does He say? Stand therefore. One's going to have courage. Courage to stand up and say no to the devil. Anybody had to say no to the devil this week? We need the courage to look the devil in the face and say, no!
Amen.
Well, preacher, I don't want to hurt their feelings. If they're trying to get you to commit a sin, if they're trying to get you to turn your back on God, if it's somebody or something that's trying, amen, to get you out of the fellowship of God, amen, and hallelujah, and the fellowship of God, what do? You learn to say no to the devil. Preach, I don't want to hurt their feelings. They're my friend. You better learn to hurt the devil's feelings. And they ain't really your friend if they know, if you're living the life in front of them, and hey, they know that you are living for the Lord and you're right with God and you're a child of God. Hey, they shouldn't want to try to tempt you to go do what they're doing if they're your true friend. Oh, by the way, everybody that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Everybody that looks righteous ain't righteous. Everybody that talks righteous ain't righteous. We need to learn to say no under pressure. Well, it happened off of the spur of the moment, preacher. Well, how many saved? Raise your hand. You know you're saved. It happened off the spur of the moment. I believe there's things that happen off the spur of the moment. But you made the decision. We have the old saying, the devil made me do it. The devil, all the devil can do is tempt you. The devil can't make you do anything. Why? You're your own free moral agent.
Amen.
Adam and Eve had a choice in the Garden of Eden. God gave them a choice, and they chose the wrong thing. All God's people said.
Amen.
We need to stand up and say no under pressure. Like old Queen Vashti. You remember her? The king called for Queen Vashti, wanted her to come in there and dress provocative and not in a nice way. And the queen said, I ain't going.
Amen.
I'm not going. I don't care if he is the king. Hey, don't you think that's pressure put on her as being queen? And he wanted her to come in there and dress and do things that was not right, amen, in the sight of men. Amen. And she said, no. Under pressure, we need to learn to say no and do the right thing.
Amen.
Next time them little boys wants to do things, little girls that you know is not right, bust their teeth out of their mouth in the name of Jesus. Take your fist. Glory to God, somebody needs to say amen. That ain't being mean.
Amen.
I'll say this. Tell them no. And if they won't stop, co-cock them. Somebody say amen. You need to clam it up on me. Praise the Lord. It may save your life.
Amen.
Amen. You say, I don't believe in that. Amen. Listen, you just let the devil try it on me. Well, what you need to do is tell him no. I ain't that mean. Now, everybody smile. What you need to do is tell him no. And do like Joseph did and just run.
Amen.
And if they try to catch you, amen, just run out of your whole clothes, amen. Or your whole coat. All God's people said.
Amen.
Get away from it. In other words, don't stick around. You say, well, what if I'm on a date and I'm out here and then you tell him to let you out of the nearest Walmart. But most people's got a cell phone. I wouldn't want Keith Turner coming up to my Friday. Somebody say amen right there. Praise the Lord. Or Rex Real. I like what Rex always told his kids. It's the three B's. Tell me again. I can't get them in order for me.
Behave, be careful, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Behave, be careful, and be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. Glory to God. That'd put a fear of God in you. Be sure your sins. Amen. I ought to. Why am I having to do this? That's okay. Courage to stand up to... Hey, there's sometimes we need the courage to stand up and say no. Sometimes we need the courage to stand up to family if necessary. Sometimes we have to stand up to family. You have to let them know. They know where you stand. If they know you're not, they know where you stand. But sometimes you have to stand up to them and remind them where you stand.
Amen.
I don't believe I have to go no farther on that. We need courage to stand alone sometime if necessary. Hey, I felt like before I've been the black sheep. Amen. Sometimes you got to stand. Sometimes we need the courage to stand alone. If you're the only one standing, just stand.
Amen.
Do the right thing. Sometimes we need the courage to speak when necessary. And sometimes we need the courage not to speak when necessary. I thank the Lord there's times He's kept me quiet.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to verbally tell myself, now Jeff, hush. Jeff, hush. Don't you say nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we ain't shouting the house down, are we?
Amen.
Sometimes we need those courage. We need courage to be silent when necessary. Sometimes we need courage to speak when necessary. I believe it was Jesus in Pilate's hall, or one of them. Maybe he's on the cross. But he was in Pilate's hall. He answered them not a word. I mean, hey, he was God and man. And they had all kind of questioning him. Sometimes he wouldn't even speak, but when he did, it was very... I believe it's very slow and very simple. We need the courage to draw the line sometimes when necessary. We need the courage to accept criticism sometimes. Anybody ever had to accept legitimate criticism? Then sometimes we need the courage to accept the illegitimate criticism. In other words, that's a time, amen, when you know you got a right to say something, but the old saying goes, you got to bite your tongue. Angie, would you come to the piano? I'm saying if you want to be strong in the Lord tonight, we need to have strong clothing. We need to have strong convictions. And we need to have strong courage in the Lord. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. I want us to stand to our feet. That's a simple thought the Lord's given me tonight. I'm going to turn this microphone off and I'm going to pray. If you need to pray and ask God for strength, surely God spoke to you somehow tonight. And you need to ask God for help you to be more strong.